Texte numéro 42. Gen Z want to work lazy girl jobs. Who can blame them? In the mid-2010s, I worked in a cafe in a South London art gallery. Every day, I'd make a few coffees, gossip with customers, and then take home my generous tips. Though I've had jobs more suited to my genuine interests since, that cafe job was one of my favourites, mainly because of the pure leisure of it. I got paid more or less the same as I did later, as an editor at a major media publication, but I was relaxed and never checked my emails. Young women have taken to calling these jobs, that are undemanding but well enough paid, with little personal passion involved, lazy girl jobs. Mostly, the term refers to menial office jobs as opposed to the service industry, people on computers sending emails and taking home a comfortable salary. I've seen no evidence of lazy boy jobs. Perhaps the concept of men being paid more to do less isn't quite as novel or interesting. While the phrase lazy girl job might be relatively new, an anti-work, anti-ambition sentiment has been brewing among Gen Z for some time. These are the post-pandemic 20-somethings who spent their teens witnessing the rise and fall of the girl boss and, disillusioned with hustle culture and the resultant burnout, would rather just take home a solid monthly wage and enjoy life within the parameters possible under capitalism. At a time when creative industries are becoming next to impossible to enter for swathes of the working class, why not just focus on an easy life while finding life satisfaction outside of career stress? 49% of Gen Z say work is central to their identity, in comparison with 62% of millennials. Plenty of lazy girl job posts echo this sentiment. All I want is to make the most amount of money working the least amount of hours, so I can spend most of my time with my family, instead of spending 40 years working for a boss who pays what he thinks is fair. It's a shift reflected in wider pop culture too. Consider the films and TV shows that millennials were spoon-fed growing up. Sex and the City, Ugly Betty, The Devil Wears Prada. These were stories about high-flying, stressed yet sexy women who dared to have it all. A decade or two later, the mood has shifted. Young people are more interested in shows like Euphoria, The Last of Us, and Sex Education, in which interpersonal dynamics are prioritised over anything related to careers. Indeed, the days of asking people, "What do you do?" might finally be moving a little closer to something more like, "What do you do outside of work?" Adapted from The Guardian, July 2023.